The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I'm the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. But remember, for our show, there is a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, for the media, there is a time to cry. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Oh, boy. Remember, everything we do is hopefully a blessing, or at least most of it, or some of it, or maybe just a tiny little bit anyway. And Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here it is. Uh-oh. This is a tough one. Don't get mad at me. Which area do we need to have more self-control in? Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5, 22-23. Which area do we need to have more self-control? Control in. Ooh. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. That's sad. Don't make us sad. We just want you to give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like rediscovering one of your favorite books. Oh, such a nice feeling. You're like, aww. That's so nice. That's what it's like talking to you.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, sir. I hope your week is going well. You're about halfway through. This hour and a half should be pretty quick for you. So we'll see how it all takes place. I want to make sure everybody knows that if you don't want to call, I know it's a phone, and it has its moments. Sometimes, if you're using a smartphone, sometimes you really just wish it was a Frisbee. I understand. But here's the truth of the matter. If you don't feel like making the call, you can text. That is one of the advantages, live during the show. So right now, it's 11:35 in San Diego. Beautiful San Diego. Right now, it's 1:35 right here in Dallas. But we're live in both places, and if you want to reach out to us, you can. I am going to be sharing, by the way, a praise report from somebody in San Diego that we got yesterday, with permission, of course. But if you want to reach out to us by text, you can do that too. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice, just for the sake of doing it.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Also, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. People say, why don't you just record all that? Yeah, it's fun doing it live. David@hemustincrease.org. That is the email address. He Must Increase is based on John 3:30, where John said, he must increase, I must decrease. Every one of us feels like that if you're a true, genuine, Bible-believing, born-again Christians. You just want more of Jesus. You want more of him and less of you. That's just that move. That's the proof that the Spirit of God is working in you, that you have acknowledged, surrendered, and fully engaged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you know you're going to spend eternity with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dancing on streets of gold. That's that affirmation. So powerful. Now, we also want to send you up to the website. There's a couple things on the website that are kind of cool. There's a ton of stuff on the website, I know. And I keep adding stuff, and I'll keep adding stuff because it's fun, so I get to do it. There's part of the book that I wrote. There's a free chapter on there. I think it's really good. There's a bunch of good articles. There's encouraging videos. There's encouraging audio. There's encouraging articles. There are different access points to get to the 4,500 hours of podcasts. I mean, if you want that much of it, something's wrong with you. And then I get two words for you on that, therapy. Anyway, so the bottom line is on the website's also a place to give. And we love it when people partner with us. Now, if you can't, don't worry. Yuck. Don't get that weird guilt, whatever. You've got to do this or it's the end. If it's the end, it's the end. So what? So here's what we're going to say. If you can give, great. And if you want to give to this ministry, great, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Pray for us. That's something you can do. But if you can give, here's the scripture we're using for today, Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Consider that, whether you give to us or anybody else. Make sure you have that right spirit, right heart of giving. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
You see the wisdom in that sound. And I know you, but this is the wisdom. How many of us want one of those buttons on our forehead? So that when you said something you shouldn't have said, you push it on your forehead and it just sucks in all the words right back in.
That would be perfect.
That would be absolutely brilliant, because then after you say something, you wouldn't have to look around with your eyes and go, that was dumb. Be great to have one of those things. So there's a couple of things to tell you. We'll get into the teaching in just a second. We are in the Psalms. Love teaching the Psalms because it's just great material. We're actually, I think, in Psalm 43, if I remember. But I want to read a testimony for somebody in San Diego. So this started from Joanne sharing just a small testimony. And then from her, somebody who emails us shared a testimony. It was a beautiful testimony. We read that yesterday. I got this testimony after that testimony. So one testimony led to another testimony, led to another testimony. You see how it goes? That's how it is. And it's like when the Lord does something great for you, you should share it. And the reason is the redeemed, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's what the passage teaches. You can't get away from that. And that when we share with one another, when we have a situation happen where the Lord puts your feet upon a rock and a new song in your heart, Psalm 40, there's other people that will hear it and see it, and they will trust the Lord. It's like, that's just blessing. You don't have to worry about saying it well, doing it well, writing it well. Just share what God has done. That's true, by the way, not just in testimonies on this show, but anywhere. So this testimony is from Christine in San Diego. So we say thank you, Christine, for listening to the show. I am going to just send this up before everybody, and I'll just read what she wrote. She said, I just started listening, and I enjoy your humor and interweaving of the scriptures in tidbits and news. I thank God for my healing right now after some dental surgeries, both scheduled and emergency. Ooh. God provided financially for me, even with a check, with the exact amount needed for the payment to the oral surgeon. How cool is that? How about the exact amount needed? What is that? That is a testimony from God. So you need X, Y, and Z. Guess what? She got X, Y, and Z. Okay, takes care of that.
That's like your story you told not too long ago.
Yeah, there's it's like the one about when I gave that we gave the 400 or the 400 amount, and that exact same amount came back.
Yep.
I mean, to the dollar. And you're just looking at it and you're going, what? How is that even possible? It's like, it's not possible with man. It is possible with God. And so I know sometimes people get all like, hey, you know what? You give it unto the Lord. That's great. But that scripture we used, you know, give and it will be given. Who do you think is doing the second part of the giving? Give and it will be given. It's God that does that second part. Like, cool. I just think it's a great testimony. Excellent job, Christine. Thank you for sharing with that. I hope the show continues to be a blessing for you. I do tell people who are newer to the show, even like our brother Rod who called yesterday, make sure you have plenty of aspirin. Some people seem to need it. Okay, let's get into the text. We are in Psalm, and we're in Psalm 43, verse 4. And I could probably do this entire 90 minutes of this show, literally on this next verse, but we're not going to because we got a lot to do. Psalm chapter 43, and this, again, is starting with verse 4. And I'm actually going to back it up to verse 3 because I didn't get through that, so I'm going to kind of do a ramp up. Verse 3 says, oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. So it's great when you hear light and truth, because light and truth are Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he's the truth. He's the light of the world. Jesus is both the truth and the light. Why is that important to have light? I'm going to share something with you I shouldn't share, but it's a little humorous, but I think you'll understand. So I had a computer problem, so I've had to use my Chromebook, which I've completely dishonored about 100 times on this show. And I did something today that I haven't done in a long time. You know what I did? I took a wet wipe, and I wiped the screen. Okay. You're thinking, what's the big deal about that? Well, I don't use this computer a lot. So, like, just for the show, like, for an hour a day, I just, like, you know, bounce in and out. And you cannot believe how much dirt and gunk was on the screen, right? So I took a little wipe, and I wiped the screen. I cannot believe how bright and brilliant the screen is right now. I'm like, what happened? It's like a new computer. Light helps you see. And that's what you need so that you don't stumble. Well, you know who your light is? It's Jesus. And he helps you see. So you can walk the walk. You can walk the path. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet. That's right. But what's great about that is John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. That's Jesus too. Isn't that great? So he's the way, the truth, the life. He's the light of the world. He's the word of God. There it is. So it's just like, oh my goodness, it's all together. Bring me let your light and your truth lead me. And then it says, bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Verse 4, then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, oh God, my God. So much there. First of all, in God, to God, with God, my exceeding joy. What we have on earth are moments of happiness. What we can have on earth is a healthier, sustaining joy. Happiness has to do with, usually it's situational. But for a Christian, joy should be relational, not situational, because it's based on our connection to him who pours out joy in our hearts. So we can have, and so it's like, in God, my exceeding joy, not just a little joy, not just a whimper here or there, not just a teeny, teeny little bit, a whole bunch, and I mean a whole bunch of joy, exceeding joy, and it's in God. I mean, the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? So we need as much of the joy of the Lord as we can get. Well, where does the joy of the Lord come from? In Psalm 16, it says that the fullness of joy is in the presence of the Lord. The fullness of joy is in the presence of the Lord. If you're trying to figure out where you get that joy, it comes from God himself. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Man, if we just said that to ourselves about 100 times between now and the end of the show, that'd be the best part you can get out of anything we do on this show. Because that is where our joy is, and he is our joy, and he is the strength of our joy. And it's like, because he is our joy, it's so powerful that we need to be aware that he is the answer. And every time you hear me say more of him is the answer, this is why. Because in him is not just joy, although I'm using that now because it is the scripture, but there's also this peace, since Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the more you're in Jesus, the more you're in peace. And in him, there's love. And the more you're in him, the more there is love. Hey, isn't that amazing? The first three fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, and peace. Oh, yeah. How does that work? Well, because the Spirit is God. And that part that we learn and grow in is that part of God that pours out that love, joy, and peace in us. You want an answer to your problem? God. You want to really get the real solution? God. Well, what about all the politics? And what about all of the stuff? And what about all the wars? And what about, gee, if mankind would turn to God, it would all go away. So what do you think the answer is? God. Well, what about my checkbook? God created the universe. You think your bank account is too much for him? Wow. Time to work on your math, because that's not really working. You get what I'm saying? So here's it. This is, now, I like David, or I like the sons of Korah and David, because they're using these instruments. It says, to my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you. That might be past me. I'm not really good at the harp, I'm just saying. But then he says, on the harp I will praise you. Whatever it is that you have, whatever it is you use, whether it's your voice or whether it's your heart just crying out, that doesn't matter. And he says, oh God, my God. God is not just this God who's this gaseous concept that's floating around Pluto. He's your God. Very personalized. Even Paul used that when he said, my God shall supply all your needs. My God. There has to be a personalization, a connection. He's not some entity that sits on some mountaintop and then everybody's got to go around him and go, ooga booga, ooga booga. That's not what's going on here. He's your God, and he loves you. And there's connection to the fact that he's your God. Isn't that cool? We haven't even gotten through any of this yet. Oh, that's good. All right. Let's do our first trivia question. So take a deep breath. Here we go. God announced to Abraham the destructions of which cities? God announced to Abraham ahead of time the destructions of which cities? Was it Canaan and Caesarea, Sodom and Gomorrah, or Babylon and Chaldea? Was it Canaan and Caesarea, Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon and Chaldea? Which of those groupings is the cities that God announced to Abraham ahead of time? These guys are in trouble. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. 70. You can call from Dallas. You can call from San Diego. You can call from the International Space Station if you've got a really good phone plan. I don't think you can do it any other way. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. Who did God tell Abraham? What cities did God announce to Abraham the destructions? What cities were those? Yeah, we do have somebody that's on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. Hey, your voice sounds pretty good. How are you feeling?
Well, about the same, but I'll just keep praying.
Yep, and we'll keep praying with you because we love you, and we believe God will touch you. How about that?
Okay.
All right, let's do the triv first. God announced to Abraham the destruction of which cities? Was it Canaan and Caesarea, Sodom and Gomorrah, or Babylon and Chaldea?
It was Sodom and Gomorrah.
That is correct, Mundo! And I just, you have to love, it's like, shall we hide this thing from Abraham that we're about to do? It's like, wow. I mean, how would you like to be the guy that God goes, hey, let's tell him what we're getting ready to do? It's like, okay. You know, and Abraham's like, no, wait, I got a relative there. Hold on now. So it's like.
Yeah, you had a lot there.
Yep, just a great, great interaction. Well, let me pray over you, brother, while we're praying also for the people that are listening in the audience. So it's a good launching pad for us. Let me do that. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we lift up our dear brother Gary. And we ask you, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because you are willing, because of the stripes of Jesus Christ, and because you are Jehovah Rapha, that you would bring healing into Gary's body, top to bottom, not partly, fully, entirely. Let his body be seized, and let it be revised and revitalized and made alive by your power. Just going to keep praying, Lord, till you say yes. We're going to keep praying. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen and thank you, and I'll continue to pray for all of you.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you and we love
God
you.
God bless you.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so back to the text-a-rooney. That's right. I call it text-a-rooney. That's right.
Start calling that every time now?
Yeah, I think so. People are like going, what is wrong with that guy? Did they drop him on his head? No, actually, my parents didn't drop me on my head. When I was 9 years old, I drove into our garage in Southfield, Michigan, 24235-23470. I can't remember. Catalina. Anyway, so I go in there. I'm on my gold Stingray, my Schwinn Stingray. And what I do is I go in, no hands, because we learned how to ride the bike with no hands because we were, not like, wrapped in bubble wrap. And then I grabbed the rope on top that separated the cars that showed you where to park, the little rope, a little red thing at the very little cup. And I grabbed that rope and I started walking upside down on the ceiling in the garage and the rope broke. So I was in the hospital that day, 3 days before my brother's bar mitzvah.
So it wasn't your parents' fault. It was your
fault.
That's
exactly what I was going for. Good job, Jacob. It was my fault. They didn't drop me. I dropped myself. All right, let's keep going because we just got too much to cover. Let's go right back into the next portion of the next element here in Psalm 43. And now we're in Psalm 43. He says this in verse 5, and you'll find out something very funny. He goes, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Now, why that's important is because you've heard that twice before in these teachings from Psalm 42. In 42 verse 5 and in 42 verse 11, you've heard that same statement. And so there are a group of people, and it's not that big a deal. I mean, if they want to think it, it's fine. But they think that Psalm 42 and 43 may have originally been one psalm or two parts of a single song is what they're going for. So this refrain, though, is worth repeating since many of us tend to forget that when we're down and when things are noisy inside of us, the answer always comes down to hoping in God and believing in God. Believing God and believing in God, and that we will praise him, for that which is yet to come. So some people have a hard time saying, well, I don't want to say thank you because it hasn't arrived yet. And I don't want to be one of those. And there's some people that go way, way too far. They get poked in the eye. Thank you. They sneeze and they get a bloody nose. Thank you. I mean, it's like a little too far sometimes. But the idea is in your circumstance or in your situation, you can be thankful ahead of time, believing with faith that God is going to arrange what you're going through for good. We already know that's true. We have scriptures to back that up. You have Romans 8:28, all things work together, or I like the NASB. God causes all things to work together for good to them that love him, to them that are called according to his purpose. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. He always gets us there. So you can be thankful as it is en route. And so some of you are going through it, and it's like, I know, Dave, but I feel like I've been going through it for you know, days, weeks, months, and years. And here's my response. So what? Are you going to stop believing? What are you going to do? Just give up? You got somewhere else to go to get the words of life? You have some other place you can find answers from? Well, if you understand that there's nowhere else to get words of life and there's no other place to get answers, then you can be continually thankful as you understand that the deliverance and the grace of God is en route. We know that some prayers, we know this from the book of Daniel, have answered, and there's spiritual warfare that it kind of stops or slows down the response rate to some capacity. We know that in the book of Daniel. So what we know is believing that it's en route is exactly in sync with biblical teaching. So be confident for that which is to come. All right, if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening to the show by going to hemustincrease.org. And if you're in Dallas, you can just hang out as we get ready, taking a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 and KBright 1240. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? Not that we rule over your faith, Paul said. What? Not that we rule over your faith. So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, see? What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle.